Right, go.
In the year of 1800, being in the month of June, when flowers in the garden and roses in full bloom, our gallant ship Rebecca, as she sailed down that day, as she sailed down from a dairy town bound for America. There was a young man on her decks, his age being 21. His home and habitation lies near to Bellalum. His height's 5'11", well tipped from top to toe. He's a credit to his appearance, dear, no matter where he goes. He has a sweetheart in Mobile, and her he does love dear. And when he thinks on parting, he does shed many a tear. When he thinks on the separation, it grieves his heart full sore. Saying adieu, ye lovely Marjorie, will I never see you more. When you arrive on the other side, your friends will meet you all. They'll take you to an alehouse the likes ye ne'er would call. They'll sit and they'll drink with you your sorrows for to drown. And you'll think no more on Erin Shore nor the pride of Mobile Town. Ah, Marjorie, lovely Marjorie, on me you can depend to fulfill the promise that I made and passage to you send. To fulfill the promise that I made and that without delay, and bring you o'er in splendor, it's all to America. Ah, Marjorie, lovely Marjorie, oh, I could cry my fill when I think on the pleasant evenings we spend around Mobile. Out with the boys and girls in the Sunday afternoon. Well, it's joy content the time we spend down in John Carlo's room.
Man,
very good, Joe. Very good.